And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast.
Ooh, I don't know if I've ever been more excited for an episode than this. Holy cow, this is insane.
How has your week been then?
Oh man, very NBA focused week. I probably did not study as hard as I should have with all the stuff going on, but how's your week?
So good. I'm so excited for this episode too. Like this is probably one of the craziest NBA trade deadlines, probably the craziest ever.
It's wild.
I'm sure that's the title of this episode.
Dude, I feel like I was living in heaven this week. I was like walking down the street and like it's been like weirdly nice in Utah this week. And I'm like getting Shams notifications every 20 minutes and I'm like, this is like the life right here, dude. This is
insane. You're just hyped when you see like the Wizards trade Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah, it just makes you excited, you know?
There's some other trades more than that we'll talk about today. I mean, the Jazz were involved in quite a bit of trades as well.
Yes,
some of the big ones, they're sneaking in there.
Yep.
We'll break down all the past weeks of games and the upcoming games of the week. Jazz are doing okay. They actually won a couple games.
Yes, they did.
They're involved in a few trades, some big blockbusters, and we'll actually break down all the big trades that we had this week and let you kind of know our reactions to them. We'll also get into a little bit of local sports with our hockey team, our BYU basketball, and our Super Bowl predictions. Make sure to follow us on all the podcast platforms and Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and this is going to be one of our best episodes by far. There's so much going on this week, so make sure to listen to the end and hear our thoughts about all the trades.
And this is episode 61 of Tuned In Jazz. Ooh, let's go.
Let's get into it.
Well, you gained a little ground on me on the tracker. I think you got 26 points this week. I got 33 or something. I still got a little bit of a lead, but we'll take it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had a feeling we could beat the Magic just because they've been like so bad recently. Like, that was a definitely winnable game. We did end up winning that.
Definitely.
I'm surprised the Pacers game, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like they're climbing in the standings, like without people noticing. So, I don't know how you feel about that one, but kind of a lot of winning this week.
Yeah.
Is this kind of out of character for us? Like, why are we winning so many games?
I mean, especially the Warriors game, I feel like that was just a result of the chaos that was happening.
It's so exciting.
Obviously, we'll talk about the trade that happened, but it involved the Jazz and Warriors pretty heavily. And so the Warriors had a lot of players out and Jazz didn't, but it helped us definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of an exciting win, but yeah.
I guess one thing kind of before we get into the Warriors game, just from the Magic game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, this was probably one of the worst Paolo Banchero games ever.
I put a note of that too. 4 for 19 in the field. Horrible.
Awful shooting night. Yeah. Franz Wagner did decent to kind of pick up the slack. He had 37 points.
Yeah.
But I think Paolo at one point was 1 for 18. Absolute awful game for him.
We're not even going to mention that I had him on my all-star team, but I mean, that was so pretty bad pick.
I did too, but he didn't. He's been injured, so that's probably why I didn't make it.
Came back,
but he's normally not this bad if you were in attendance of this game. Yeah. He's actually a pretty good player. But we didn't mind, so Jazz took advantage of his struggle. And honestly, no one really stood out that much this game.
I thought John Collins played well, 19 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not great, but just good. You know, consistently good. Colin Sexton had 22. He's becoming one of our more consistent scorers. I actually saw this interesting stat, kind of a side note. As of right now, Colin Sexton averages more points per game in his career than Jalen Brunson, which is kind of interesting. But that's kind of a side note. But we forget how good Colin Sexton is. He's
been good for a long time too. Like, I think he averaged 20 on the Cavs before he even got here.
He was their guy before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we forget how good he is. We kind of take it for granted. So.
Yeah, I mean, a decent game for Lowry.
Yeah.
He only shot it 12 times though. So.
Yeah.
He's kind of being a little bit more of a second or third option kind of guy. It's kind of weird to see because we all saw him as our number one guy, clearly. this year, not as much, but he still had a pretty good game this one with 12 and decent efficiency.
Absolutely.
Walker Kessler continues to get all the rebounds.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common theme in all the games this week.
Yeah. I feel like our core group of guys is starting to get some consistency, like John Collins, Sexton, Walker Kessler, even Keontae and Isaiah Collier are kind of like hitting a groove where it's like they're kind of doing the same thing almost every game. So it's kind of...
Yeah, do you feel like it's been better with Isaiah Collier on the starting lineup? Even though Keontae's still playing a lot of minutes off the bench.
Yeah, I think so, honestly. And it's not even that I think that Collier's a better player than Keontae George.
Right.
I just think it's nice to have Keontae George coming off the bench and he kind of has more freedom to, like, he doesn't have to feel like he has to get everybody going. He can just go, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the people guarding him probably aren't as scary as well if he's on the second unit.
That's true.
Keontae's still, like, kind of a microwave scorer.
Yeah.
And so he's been pretty nice on the bench, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't always have to guard the best player either.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Isaiah Collier's been actually a pretty decent defender, too.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but I kind of like it. I think this is one of those cases where towards the end of the year, Will Hardy kind of figures it out.
Yeah.
But hopefully, we won two games this week. Hopefully, he didn't figure it out too much.
I hope so. Yeah.
For our pick's sake.
Yeah, we did lose one this week, though, the Pacers game.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'll be honest. I didn't watch a lot of this game, mostly just like the box score and kind of news about how this game went.
But it was a close one.
It was a nail biter, yeah. Did you watch the end of this?
I did catch the end, yeah. I was like watching kind of the box score most of the game, and I was like, oh, Jazz are up, this is awesome. And then I got, you know, the notifications where it's like Jazz in a close one, 2 minutes left, and I was like, oh shoot, right. I gotta clock
in. Tune in.
Yeah. So good game for a lot. Speaking of Keontae George, 16, 11, and 8. Almost had a triple double.
That would have been the second one since JC last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking like Collier and Keontae might be our triple double guys eventually, the way they're playing. But
yeah, anyways. I mean, Isaiah had a double double. He had 10 assists as well. So both of them were dishing it out.
Yeah. It's really nice. And then John Collins, 21 and 12. Killer game.
Oh, yeah.
Can't ask for more.
Yeah, and then I guess on the Pacers side, their top two guys, Haliburton and Siakam, they both played pretty well. But I would say Siakam went 0 for 4 from 3, and Haliburton went 3 for 10. So they weren't shooting as well as they normally do.
No, yeah.
But they still had decent games.
Yeah. Yeah, you like beating a team like that.
They kind of gave us a chance, right, by missing a few more than they normally do. That sometimes happens on a given night, so we'll take advantage of that, even though we did end up losing, but...
Yeah, that's true.
I did tune into this Warriors game in the second half. I'm glad I did.
That was a good game.
It was.
Yeah.
Does it make you think, man, I wish they traded us Brandon Podziemski?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's so good.
What a game from him. 29 points from him. That might be, if not a career high, close to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, and that like final sequence... I mean, we were down by like double digits with like was it 4 or 5 minutes left?
And, crazy run.
Yeah, that though. Like when I was watching it, I'll be honest. I was watching that one where I think it was Draymond got blocked at the rim by Walker Kessler, and then a huge block leads to the Keontae three. But like the way that went, where it went to, I think it was from Isaiah to Keontae, or I could be remembering that wrong. But anyways, I was just like feeling like I think Jazz future is gonna be all right. Like we got some building to do, but we got some pieces that are, these guys are good players, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're keeping track of some of the best plays of the year.
Yeah,
I think we got to take note that Kessler block and the Keontae game. I would say that's a game winner.
Huge, yeah.
To take the lead,
absolutely.
I'd say that might be one of our top 10 highlights once we get to the end of the season. Remembering that clutch block and clutch shot.
Absolutely.
And just looking at stats as well. This was a very balanced game.
Yeah.
Jordan Clarkson, what a guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has these type of games where he just doesn't miss. He had 31 points.
Yeah.
Isaiah Collier had 20. He's done that a couple of times now.
20 and 11.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then Walker Kessler almost had like a 20-20 game.
Yeah.
15 and 18.
It's nuts.
I didn't even know there was that many rebounds to go around, to be honest. But he ended up with 18.
Yeah.
So very good, well-rounded game.
He played well. Even John Collins, 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly good. And this, like we mentioned earlier, this was right before the, I want to say, I just read a report that apparently Dennis Schroeder was, I guess this was in Salt Lake, so he was here in Salt Lake in the shower getting ready for the game against Utah, and all of a sudden he's involved in a trade and is going to Utah Jazz, yeah. And so they didn't have Wiggins.
Cancel his flight home.
Yeah.
But then, of course, he doesn't end up here, right? We'll talk about that.
They didn't have Wiggins or Kyle Anderson, I think, or
Schroeder. He's been injured anyways, Anderson.
But, I mean, Wiggins is a big part of the rotation.
Yeah, Wiggins, Schroeder, big guys.
So they were definitely out. That definitely helped us get the win. But we'll take a win wherever we get it, so we'll see.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Yeah. Shout out to the Jazz for giving us a classic for this year. That's one of our games we'll remember.
Yeah, we did predict the Suns game last week. We're recording a little bit early this week. We were just so excited to get to the episode, of course. So we don't have a prediction.
I think we both predicted loss.
I think so, yeah.
Because they've been struggling outside the games, but they've still been winning a lot of games.
Yeah,
even honestly, though their locker room's probably a mess.
That's true. I saw a report. For some reason, I was seeing Kevin Durant's name around a lot. It seems like Phoenix was shopping him quite a bit, and it sounds like
I heard another rumor that he's not re-signing.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that he was pretty unhappy, like, and shocked that they were shopping him. I don't know why he'd be shocked, but
interesting.
Yeah, things must not be going too well over there. So we'll see what happens, I guess, tonight. But we'll report on that next week when we actually know what happened in the game. So.
But that brings us to player of the week.
Yes, it does. This was a tough one, honestly.
It's a lot of good talent.
There's a lot of good talent. I was tempted, I guess an honorable mention here. I was tempted to give it to my boy Isaiah Collier, but I feel like I've just been talking about him so much. And he did have a good week. But a guy that I just like him so happy for is John Collins. He's won it a couple times this year. I think that puts him the top so far this year.
It's his fourth time winning it.
His fourth time, yeah. And honestly, so deserving. He's just had such a bounce. I don't know if you'd call it a bounce back season, but he's just been consistent. 19 points, 21 points, 19 points this week. I mean, this guy could be our leading scorer, honestly, if he was healthy this whole season. Just incredible the way he's playing. And honestly, the thing I love is that he's playing well defensively, and it seems like him and Walker Kessler have learned how to play on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Last year, they were awful.
It was horrible.
I couldn't even, we couldn't play them together because it was so bad.
Yeah. And Walker Kessler is the type of player, he can't really adjust the way he plays that much. He just kind of has this set of skills he's really got. And so John Collins making the adjustment to make that work, in my opinion, I'm happy for him. I think it's awesome.
I think some credit for John Collins' success has to go to Will Hardy. Because, I mean, they actually interviewed John Collins after the Warriors game and talked about this.
Yeah.
They said, you must love playing here a lot more than corner sitting on the Hawks, right? Or something to that effect, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, literally the Hawks, that's all they would do. They'd throw him in the corner, say, hey, Trae Young's got the ball, you just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's on the Jazz, the first year, we didn't really know how to use him. Yeah. Maybe as good as we should have.
Yeah.
But now this year, Will Hardy's had a whole year to figure this out, kind of adjust the offense for John.
Yeah.
And now he's getting kind of like some isolation plays. Like he's getting spin moves. He's rolling. He's doing a lot more
than
sitting in the corner. And sometimes he still sits in the corner, right?
Yeah.
And he's doing actually pretty good at that too. But he's just so dynamic. He's doing so many different things on the court. So shout out to John for just being a baller, and also Will Hardy for knowing how to use him.
Oh yeah, dude. We have a good coach. We really do.
Yeah.
We forget that.
His record might not say so.
Yeah.
Right now.
Probably not his fault.
Yeah.
It probably would be a lot lower if we didn't have Will Hardy. We probably would have actually tanked. But Will Hardy's just too good of a coach to let that happen. So. Wow. 5 games this week, if you don't include tonight's game. Kind of a gauntlet of games. So.
They're all tough.
Yeah.
All playoff teams.
Yeah. And teams who might have just made some big trades. I guess we'll find out in a minute. But tomorrow, Saturday, we play in LA with the Clippers. What do you think? What's going to happen in this game, do you think?
Well, as far as I know, I think the Clippers are all healthy. Yeah. Kawhi's playing, even though he's not really like doing anything crazy.
I think so, yeah.
So they look good. They look healthy. They just made a trade for, ooh.
Yeah.
Don't test me on it.
It was for Bogdanovich.
Right.
Yeah.
The Hawks Bogdanovich, not our yes. not our boy Bogey.
The 3-and-D Hawks guy, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from Serbia national team with Jokic, Bogdan. Yeah. So they just got him. He's a good player, too. They've been doing decent. So I think the Jazz have a better chance of winning this game than some of the other games this yeah. week. So I'm going to say the Jazz only lose by 5.
Ooh, okay.
Keep it close, but still lose.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page with you. I say Jazz lose by 4.
Right.
I do think there's just a lot going on. Even though the Jazz didn't make any big trades, this is just a wild time for a young team. Like,
and it's a back-to-back on the road.
Yeah.
Last time we had that, it didn't go well.
Yeah. It seems like after these big wins, we have some hangovers sometimes too with the Warriors win, if you call that a big win. I guess we'll have the Suns in between, but I'm going to say lost by 4. Could be a close game though. Be exciting. Yeah.
Then we're staying in LA,
ooh.
Going to the Staples Center.
Oh gosh, this is crazy.
I guess the Crypto.com arena.
Yeah.
This is allegedly Luka's debut as a Laker. Yeah. So we could spoil it.
Yes,
but
we
it's going to be a tough game. Do you think we can do it, or what's the score for you?
I think with it being Luka's debut, I don't. The Lakers are already kind of hot as it is. I think they've won like 3 straight or something. I'm gonna say the Jazz lose by 12. I think it's gonna be a pretty big loss. So
I'm kind of right there with you. I got Jazz lose by 15.
Mm, yeah.
So pretty big loss.
Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate, even though I'm not predicting it, LeBron James has lost a lot of the big milestone games.
That's true.
Like when he hit 40,000 points, they lost. When he passed Kareem, they lost. So their record with these big games is not great. So
that's true.
If that keeps up, we could win, but I think we're expecting a big loss here.
Absolutely.
But then the Lakers follow us home.
Yeah.
Come to the Delta Center on Wednesday. Do you think we could win one now that we're at home playing the Lakers?
I'm giving us a little, I think it's going to be a little closer. I think we'll lose again, probably, as bad as it sounds. I think it makes me wonder when Mark Williams is coming.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers are just going to get better and better as the week goes on, just with guys getting used to each other. And yeah, so I'm going to say lose by 8.
I'm kind of the same. I got lose by 10.
Nice, yeah.
So still a loss, but maybe not as bad as on the road.
A little closer, yeah. And I guess the Clippers are following us home too. Maybe they'll share a plane there and back. Might save some gas. I don't know. We play the Clippers here in Salt Lake. What are you feeling?
Okay, this is my win of the week.
Ooh.
I think we can get a win here.
Okay.
So I got Jazz win by 4.
Dang, okay.
I think this Clippers team is not as... They're the worst team we're playing this week, even though they're still a playoff team.
Yeah.
And I think we got to get one win this week. It'd be that game. So that's a little bit of optimism, I know.
Yeah.
But I think if we're going to win, that's the one. So I got win by 4.
Dang, we're on the same wavelength this week. I got Jazz win by 5.
Okay.
I just think I feel bad about predicting all 5 losses for the Jazz.
Right.
So you got to have a win of the week. I think, Clippers are on the road. Why not? I don't think the Clippers are as much of a monster as maybe the Lakers or Thunder, who we'll talk about in a minute. But so I don't know. We could sneak one in there, I think.
And this, keep in mind, this is a back-to-back.
Yeah.
So that could make it a little bit more tough.
It could make it tough, yeah.
Probably for both teams. But
yeah.
And then Friday, we're going to the Thunder, the Thunder coming to Delta Center.
Wait, is that a back-to-back-to-back?
Is it really?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Not quite.
I guess we don't play the Thunder this week. I wasn't paying attention to the date. That's after the All-Star break.
Oh, shoot, that's after
break.
All-Star.
Yeah,
okay. So we'll end, I guess that ends the week with
sorry
the Clippers.
About that. Yeah.
But
I was like, there's no way. I've never seen a back-to-back-to-back before.
That would be insane.
That's pretty wild.
Thank goodness, because I feel like if we had a back-to-back-to-back, we would definitely get a couple players like breaking a leg or something.
Yeah.
Like that's probably hard on your body.
Yeah.
But honestly. I guess that's 4 games.
Yeah, it's not bad. Still a
and
lot.
That takes us into the All-Star break then.
Yes, it does.
So we'll be excited to, hopefully next week we'll be able to talk a little bit about the All-Star weekend, how it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I think we have other things we want to talk about, but did you see the all-star teams that, like, they picked them yesterday?
Yes. Well, you mean like the dunk contest and that kind of stuff?
Well, they actually like picked the three teams that are going to be.
No, I didn't see that.
So just real quick, I'll read them off. We don't have to necessarily, because we have other things.
Was it like Kenny and Shaq and them?
Yeah, Kenny, Shaq, and Chuck and Charles. Team Shaq ended up being LeBron, Curry, Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, Durant, Dame Lillard, Harden, and Jaylen Brown. Charles Barkley has Jokic, Giannis, SGA, Wemby, Pascal Siakam, Şengün, and Carl Anthony Towns. He has the European team, I guess. And
I think he's got Donovan Mitchell, or did you already say?
Where is Donovan Mitchell? I don't see him on there.
I think I see him on Team Chuck, but...
Oh, okay, maybe I missed him. And then Team Kenny is Anthony Edwards, Brunson, Jaren Jackson Jr., Cade Cunningham, Garland, Hero, Mobley, and Jalen Williams. So, yeah, that'll be exciting next weekend.
I'm thinking Team Chuck looks unbeatable. Not gonna lie. Team Chuck looks really good.
I don't know. Chemistry-wise, Team Shaq kind of seemed like you got James and Curry and Durant.
The big three of the USA team.
Anthony Davis, I guess. That might be a little awkward, but who knows? I guess they don't have any beef, but... I don't know. This could be kind of fun. Chuck's got all the foreign guys,
Jokic, Giannis, Shea, and Wemby. Those four are crazy. That team looks good.
Yeah.
So I like this, though. I hope that it makes it more competitive.
I hope so, too.
And I know our boy Keontae's on the fourth Rising Star team. Maybe he can get in there.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it should be exciting.
And then did you see, I guess, they also released like the three-point contest?
Oh, yes, I did.
Participants and then the skills challenge.
Yes, that was... So let's see, three-point contest is Jalen Brunson, Cunningham, Garland, Hero, Buddy Hield, Cam Johnson, Dame Lillard, Norman Powell. So we'll see how much Dame Lillard wins by there.
He's always a beast at it. I'm surprised no Curry.
Yeah.
But they did get Buddy Hield, so that's like a hometown, or honestly, because it's in San Francisco, right? So they'll get a Warriors guy in there.
It could be good, yeah. I think Cam Johnson shoots a pretty high clip. You never know on these; anybody could get hot. So
I want to say Jalen Brunson's probably my sleeper guy.
Yeah, I think
of course you're gonna say Dame's gonna be the favorite.
Yeah,
maybe Jalen Brunson could be a sleeper.
Yeah,
and then skills challenge as well. Just looking at that roster, you've got, I guess they do it in teams. So they got Team Cavs, Team Spurs, Team Warriors, and Team Rooks, each with two players. So you got Donovan and Evan Mobley as a team, Risha Shea and Alex Saar, which is pretty dope, the first two picks. And then you got Chris Paul and Wemby, and Draymond and Moses Moody.
I kind of want to see CP and Wemby win it, but that's kind of funny.
That's funny. I guess CP, he just can't hide from the All-Star weekend. Yeah, they just have to have him there, even if he's not an All-Star.
Maybe Bron pulled some strings and got his buddy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, that'll be fun. I guess we'll record that weekend, so I don't know. Yeah. Some of those things will be done, some won't.
Yeah.
Next time we record.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk about, though. A little tankathon. Of course, every week we do our tankathon update. Jazz are, I think we moved from second to third. I don't know. It seems like a couple of the teams around us got worse. I think Washington got worse. New Orleans got worse. Charlotte got worse with all the trades that all three of those teams did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is
Toronto got better.
They did, yeah.
A little bit. They got Brandon Ingram.
Brooklyn, I think we have enough of a lead on Brooklyn. Probably not too worried. But Atlanta got worse. I don't know. This is going to be tight. I really hope we can stay on that top three, but we're kind of on the edge there.
I'm kind of surprised New Orleans is on a 7-game skid.
Yeah.
They traded Brandon Ingram now. Yeah. So I'm kind of a little worried about them. They might continue to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully we catch them at least, because I think Charlotte's going to catch us. They suck.
They just traded their second best player, in my opinion.
Yeah. They're terrible.
Washington did the same. They're going to stay up there. They got rid of Kuzma.
I'm pretty sure Washington and Charlotte are probably going to finish below us. But New Orleans is that wild card. I feel like they're better than us, but their record might tank.
That's true.
Hopefully they win some games.
Yeah, it should be. And hopefully we lose some games, knock on wood.
Yeah, true.
Oh, man.
But we got, let's see, the two biggest trades in the trade deadline, the Jazz snuck in there.
Yeah.
Like they always do.
Yeah, we were the pawn this time around.
Yeah, and so I guess I just want to tell when this trade happened, the Luka trade, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Where were you when you got the notification? Did you actually believe it was real?
I thought it was a joke with everybody else.
That's why I've talked to everyone I've heard that said they thought it was fake or Shams was hacked or something.
It's insane. RIP to Nico Harrison, Maverick. He basically just put in his 2 weeks notice.
That's what I think.
I don't understand the logic. I think if you're trying to win now, I don't really understand. It's just wild, but Jazz pretty much got in for free. I think we just threw in some cash. So,
yeah, the consensus I'm hearing, and this is kind of how I agree, I feel like the Lakers just got a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, yeah.
Where LeBron's getting older, AD's getting older. No one knows the future of the Lakers. Yeah. They get, boom, they trade AD for Luka. Now it's like, all right, the future of the Lakers is all set.
Yeah.
And it makes me kind of upset as a Jazz fan because we had their like 2027 pick or something. It's probably not going to be as valuable now with Luka on the roster.
Did you see that Danny Ainge didn't know that this was the deal he was getting in on? Did you see that?
Yeah, that's weird.
He didn't know until 30 minutes before, which I don't know how much of that's true because they said like he couldn't pull out at that point. But I feel like I'm pretty sure those trades aren't final until all players get physical. So he could have pulled out if he wanted to. There's no way he couldn't pull out.
I think it's just so weird that like they kept it so much under the table. No one knew about it.
LeBron James, JJ Redick, Jason Kidd. Nobody freaking knew. This is insane. I've never even seen a trade like that.
It's like a movie, honestly. They can make a movie out of this where Nico Harrison's just like a under the table GM where he just keeps stuff under there, right?
Yeah. I think that since we're on this trade, I think that the Mavericks are better right now. Like, I would say they have the better team right now, but in the long run, I think you're right. The Lakers have been trading away every pick that they've had for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, and the future was looking pretty bleak after LeBron, so anyways, I think you're totally right. Lakers got bailed out here big time.
And, right, like you said, they're not going to be great this year. Like, I don't even think LeBron and Luka are going to be a good pairing.
I don't think so either.
They're still going to be playoff team. Maybe give some team a headache in the first round.
I can see it.
But that's about it, I'm thinking, for this year. But in the future, they're going to be able to figure this team out. Absolutely. You know, Rob Pelinka on the Lakers side, he's able to make trades if he needs to. And so I think they'll be able to build a good team around Luka. But this is Luka's team now, not LeBron's.
Yeah.
I wonder how LeBron will react with not being that number one guy.
Honestly, yeah.
I think he's like so okay with that. Like, he's been wanting AD to be that number one guy for a while.
Yeah,
and it's just not happening.
He just hasn't wanted it.
I'll also say on the Mavericks side, like, they do have a good chance at winning it this year.
I think they're pretty good.
Like,
this
if AD meshes well with them, Kyrie and AD and the supporting cast, like, they could give the Thunder a series. And even the Celtics, right? So I think they do have a solid chance of winning this year, but just like the next couple of years, people are getting older.
Yeah.
I don't see the future, you know? So.
Yeah, I think I saw something last night too. Max Christie played really well in his debut. He had 15 points in his debut. So
solid.
It might be a sneaky piece of that trade. He went with AD, obviously, over to the Mavs, but. Yeah.
But I know you've probably seen part of this trade is about Luka's like weight and like conditioning.
I don't know if you saw that.
Like, he's like 270 and the Nico Harrison or the Mavericks organization's not really happy about his conditioning. Weird. I wonder if this is something I don't think's been disclosed, but this is just me speculating. I wonder if the relationship between Luka and the Mavericks like staff is like pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, they don't agree. He doesn't communicate well or whatever. Right. And I wonder if like they just traded him because they just don't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah. I could see it.
Like, I don't know what their relationship was like, but it seems like it wasn't great. Like, even Luka said he thought this was coming eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be more to the story. I totally agree. Like, I also saw something the other day. I forgot about this, but I don't know if you remember last year in the finals when Brian Windhorst just kind of tore into Luka. Like, on the broadcast, he was just talking about how, like, he's always complaining and mm-hmm. he doesn't get back on defense when he should. And then I saw something today saying that, like, none of the Mavs organization came to his defense at that time. And it's like, I guess we should have seen that as like maybe a clue.
Yeah.
But
and did you see the press conference, Luka? One of the things he said was, thank you. Or it was either, maybe it was Rob Pelinka, but they said, thank you, Nico Harrison, for making this possible. Right. They were just like celebrating it. It's kind of weird.
It's nuts.
It's like maybe Luka was like doing that on purpose to get traded. Like he's like, they say, all right, you got to lose weight. He's like, I'm going to gain weight.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he just wants to leave or something.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I wonder, like, in the next year or two if we'll hear more about the details. But.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's safe to say, maybe you have a different opinion, biggest trade in NBA history.
Oh, just yeah.
As far as, like, how unexpected it was. You generally don't see, like, stars getting traded for stars.
Right.
Two top 10 guys. Luka's top 5, in my opinion. Just nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And I guess we should talk about the Jazz part of this.
Yeah.
We get Jalen Hood-Schifino, 2025 Clippers second round pick.
Yep.
2025 Mavericks second round pick.
Yep.
I mean, we basically gave nothing and got second round picks. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not complaining. Yeah. We did that in a couple of trades. Yeah. Do you think this was good that the Jazz got involved?
Yeah, why not? I was kind of excited about Jalen Hood-Schifino. The Jazz have already waived him, but I was kind of, he's a nice young prospect. That's kind of what we are right now, just a bunch of young prospects. But
he seems like he's just never got the chance to play.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt anything. We just threw in some cash other than our 2027 pick. And obviously, hopefully Danny Ainge won't be trading with Rob Pelinka anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
With that stunt of
so I don't know, I'd say most people agree, like, the Jazz gave up like basically nothing, got a couple picks, so it's a win for us.
Yeah, I keep seeing these memes this week talking about how the Jazz are just like, every time there's a trade, they just like get in there just to get something.
Like, hey, the money doesn't work out, let's call Danny Ainge.
Oh yeah, let's call Danny. Speaking of which, though, probably the second biggest trade of the deadline, Jimmy Butler finally gets moved. That whole circus that was happening in Miami. He goes to the Warriors. The Heat get back Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and PJ Tucker, who came to us.
A couple days. I think talked about it last episode.
Last week, that's right.
We traded Eubanks and Patty Mills.
Yeah, and then they also got a top 10 protected pick from the Warriors, and the Jazz picked up Dennis Schroeder. So kind of another pretty wild trade, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, Dennis Schroeder was playing Utah during this trade. I was kind of excited to get Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
Again, like kind of like you were excited to get Jalen Hood-Schifino. Like, I was thinking, okay, cool, we got a new player.
Yeah.
Like, now another guy I can cheer for.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's out.
Yeah.
But we did get back Josh Richardson, KJ Martin, and I guess the Jazz love second round picks. We got a 2028 second round pick from the Pistons or Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Sixers pick from the Pistons, and then we got 2031 second round from the Heat.
Yeah.
And then we waived Josh Richardson, but we kept KJ Martin. Yeah. Is what I'm hearing. So we got one player.
Basically got 3 seconds and KJ Martin for pretty much nothing. Just cash and PJ Tucker.
But like we didn't really want PJ Tucker anyways. No, so we just took on cash. We got a couple guys.
Yeah. We'll
Do
take
you know
that.
Anything about KJ Martin?
I feel like I've seen him play a little, but I don't know much about him, honestly, but...
Yeah, I'm just looking at, like, his basketball reference.
Mm-hmm.
He started his career on the Rockets.
Okay, that's probably where I've seen him.
So, you probably recognize him from there. He was actually a second-round draft pick.
Dang.
So...
6 points a game over his
baller
career.
To get into the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, he averaged 12 for the Rockets 1 year. He played, like, all 82 games in 2023. So like he's been solid. He's a kind of a bench player.
Yeah.
He's not really ever gotten that big of a shot. So
pretty crazy deadline for the Jazz.
Mm-hmm. And then do you think they won that other trade? I guess since we basically gave up nothing.
Yeah. That doesn't hurt anything. It makes me wonder, Dennis Schroeder's kind of a, I don't know the word for him. I don't want to say loud mouth, but I feel like he talks quite a bit. Makes me wonder how he would have felt about playing here in Utah.
Yeah.
It would have been fun to watch
him. Could have been another Derek Fisher situation.
Yeah. I did feel bad for Schroeder. I don't know if you saw, he was like talking about the Luka trade like a week ago, saying like that he like compared it to slavery, how they can just trade you, which I think is kind of ridiculous. But
and then he gets traded.
And then he gets
times.
Traded three times in like 12 hours, which is kind of
insane.
Wild. So anyways. Yeah,
well, I guess some other trades we didn't talk about that didn't involve the Jazz. Just want to hear your quick thoughts. I guess we'll run through them kind of brief.
Yeah.
But huge trade, De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs for Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Going from the Bulls to the Kings.
Yeah.
So LaVine and DeRozan team up again, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And
a ton of picks.
Yeah, the Kings get 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks.
Yeah.
And Bulls get Zach Collins, Kevin Herter, and Trey Jones, and a first-round pick.
From the Spurs, yeah.
So, and I mean some other players we don't really know.
Yeah. I would say the Spurs, in my opinion, won this trade. The Bulls were just like, must have been so desperate to get rid of Zach LaVine because they traded the Hornets pick this year, which is like insanely valuable. I don't know where they got that pick. But they were so desperate to get off Zach LaVine, I guess, that they were willing to give up a probably high lottery pick.
Yeah, and I mean, they did get a pick back.
Yeah.
So they just kind of switched picks, I guess.
Switched picks, yeah.
And they want to get off Zach LaVine's salary.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess so. I would have taken him for that, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
It works out. I would say the Spurs are the winner for most people just because De'Aaron Fox and Wemby are going to be dangerous playing together. I watched them play the Hawks. It was a thriller of a game. Came down to the very wire. But De'Aaron Fox already looking really good there. And he'll get the chance to learn from Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Anywhere Chris Paul plays, he's going to help the guards get better. So.
And the Spurs are only a game and a half back from the play-in right now.
Yeah.
I honestly could see them sneaking in there. Like, they're... You know, you got De'Aaron Fox, Devin Vassell's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Barnes has played with De'Aaron Fox before. And you go down the list, Jeremy Sochan and Wemby and...
Keldon Johnson's not bad.
Keldon Johnson, yeah. They got a pretty decent roster. I think I'd pick them over some of these guys that are ahead of them, Warriors and Kings.
And I don't know if you already mentioned Stephon Castle. He's already looking...
Yeah,
like, he could be Rookie of the Year this year, arguably.
Absolutely.
So, like, in the future, like, Fox, Castle, and Wemby and Vassell, dang, they're going to be good.
Killer, yeah, absolutely. Other big trades, the Lakers also kind of created a problem for themselves where they didn't have much size after trading AD, but then they went and fixed that. They went and got Mark Williams. They sent Cam Reddish and Dalton Connect over to the Hornets. Not really sure what the Hornets are doing with that trade. Dalton Connect's older than Mark Williams.
Mm-hmm. Which feels weird.
It does feel weird. Anyways, I would say the Lakers won that trade. That filled a definite need. Mark Williams is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
One thing that I think is kind of interesting with this trade is, you know, Lakers wanted Walker Kessler too, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty likely they probably offered the Jazz the same
probably
package.
Probably the same package, yeah.
So, my question to you is, would you have made this trade for Walker Kessler? They got Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, and a first round pick.
Unprotected first. I don't think so, honestly. I really like Dalton Connect. I'm a big Dalton Connect guy. Do I think he's better than Walker Kessler? No, not really.
But you get a first round pick, so that adds a little bit.
Yeah. Having Luka there kind of doesn't really make that pick very like enticing to me for 6 years from now, but
right.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have accepted it. What would you have taken it?
I'd probably say no as well. But it was close. Like, if they gave a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Just because Walker Kessler's just taken it up a notch this year. Where if it was last offseason, I probably would have made this trade.
Yeah.
But now that he's just become a beast on the boards and he's just so consistent, like, I don't want to trade him for anything.
Yeah, Mark Williams, I think, has been pretty injury prone this year. I think he's been out quite a few games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely rolling the dice, Mark Williams.
But good that
Lakers,
Danny Ainge didn't pull the trigger on that one.
Honestly, might as well keep him if you hit with picks. So, I guess a couple more. I'll just say all three of these.
Quick hitters. Yeah.
Brandon Ingram goes to the Raptors. DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland. Georges Niang was in that trade. He moved.
Our boy.
He went over to Atlanta. And then Kyle Kuzma got traded. I think Chris Middleton was the biggest piece that went back to Washington. Washington also picked up Marcus Smart. Who knows if he'll stay, but I don't know. Any thoughts on any of those? What do you think's the sneakiest one?
I'll give a comment on the Kuzma trade.
Yeah.
I'm wondering for the Bucks, what they thought of Chris Middleton at this point in his career.
Yeah.
He's been coming off the bench. He's definitely not as good as he used to be. But he's at least very consistent with what he was giving them off the bench.
Yeah.
Whereas Kyle Kuzma, I have no idea what you're going to get from him.
Yeah.
He's been a beast scorer for the Wizards. He's pretty good on that Lakers championship run. But, like, he's also got this kind of crazy personality.
Yeah.
You kind of don't know what you're going to get from him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm interested to see, as like a Bucks, partial Bucks fan, like if he's going to be a problem or if he's going to actually help him out.
Yeah.
Great basketball player. So I think as long as the Bucks can kind of rein in his selfish play, like make him a team player around Giannis and Dame, I think he'll be great, but it's just going to kind of be hard to see like how he'll adjust. Cause on the Wizards, he had full reign. He could shoot it a million times. They wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But now he's going to kind of play a different role. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
That's true. I'm kind of on that same trade. I think this to me almost makes less sense for the Wizards than the Mavs trade did. To me, it seems like trading for Chris Middleton's that's like the last piece you want for your, that's like you going all in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then going and getting Marcus Smart. But like, if you have like, what is it? Like 8 wins, 9 wins. What are you doing going and getting Chris Middleton?
I feel like I don't know the full story, but I feel like Kyle Kuzma was not a good thing for their locker room.
That's probably true.
And so I think getting Chris Middleton will at least help their young guys develop.
Should have sent Chris Poole, Jordan Poole over there too, probably. But
yeah. I don't know. I think they've been wanting to get rid of Kuzma for a while just because he's not been the guy they want anymore.
Yeah.
So I like it for them because I think they're already terrible this year. I don't think Chris Middleton's going to change that.
Probably doesn't hurt too much, yeah.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre Hunter, that trade might be kind of sneaky.
Didn't give up that much.
No, like the Cavs might already be the best team in the East right now. And that might be like the piece that puts them, they only traded Caris LeVert in a bunch of seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know how second round picks became so valuable. I feel like there's a ton of them that moved this week.
Yeah.
But anyways, I feel like it's a sneaky good trade.
I also feel like DeAndre Hunter, like he's been having the best year of his career.
Absolutely.
And he's a great defender. And he plays with Trae Young, so he doesn't even need the ball that much.
Honestly.
So like, sneaky trade. The Cavs, like low-key, they're raising their odds for a championship with this trade, I'd say.
Yeah, honestly, I could agree.
But I guess one thing that might be interesting to ask, maybe I'll say it this way, actually. Of the guys that are going to new teams, who do you think is going to make the biggest impact in this season?
I think Anthony Davis probably.
Right.
I just think you could plug Anthony Davis in on most teams that he's going to do. He's not really like a system player. He just kind of is like a weird 7-footer that's probably one of the better defenders in the NBA. And honestly, I'm kind of excited to see Clay, Kyrie, and AD together. That's
a good team.
Kind of exciting. So,
I'd also say AD as well. Maybe second to him is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I mean, we don't really know what we're going to get from Jimmy Butler.
That's true.
Because Wiggins was playing really well. So,
yeah.
Is Jimmy Butler really going to be that much better than Wiggins was?
That's true.
You hope so.
I hope so, yeah. They signed him for a big contract.
I know. So. They signed him for $120 mil in the next something 2 years like that, or something. Yeah. So they're hoping to get playoff Jimmy. It might be cool because I don't know if you remember when Jimmy went to the finals, they were in the play-in.
Yeah.
Like they went from 7th seed to the finals. So it doesn't matter if they're the 10th seed. They still have a shot, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know where the Warriors stand right now, but they're kind of in that play-in range. So
yeah.
Jimmy could be a big impact on winning for them.
I think so too, yeah. That'd be interesting. Who like, if you were a betting man that one of these teams that just traded somebody is going to make the finals this year, who do you think it's going to be? Like, the Lakers, Mavs, Warriors, maybe the Cavs, I guess. I don't know.
I'm actually going to say the Cavs.
Cavs, yeah.
Because I think the Mavericks look better. Yeah, they look better because AD will help their defense a lot.
Yeah.
But, man, that Thunder team is hard to beat.
Yeah.
And I think the Cavs do have a real good chance at beating the Celtics. So I'm going to say Cavs make the finals. What would you say?
Yeah, I'm really tempted to say the Lakers because I'm actually really loving their roster that they've, that they've like fixed a little bit because they still kept Austin Reeves. I mean, they got Jared Vanderbilt back. They got Rui Hachimura still.
Our boy Jared Vanderbilt. Yeah,
I'm kind of excited to see that, but I think it's going to be probably the Mavs in my opinion, especially because Anthony Davis always talks about how he plays better as a four. Now he's going to get his chance, so we'll see if that's true. Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford be ahead of him. So
there's going to be a lot of pressure on that team.
Absolutely. With and Nico trade. Harrison, he's gonna be like personally in the locker room.
If they
room.
Don't win a championship, like he's done. He's done. Yeah,
they're gonna have to kick him out of the state of Texas. I think probably after the after that, I saw people were protesting outside the stadium. So pretty crazy.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
But man, that's it, right? That's all the trades we got.
It's wild.
Sure, there were some smaller ones. I think Jonas Valanciunas is going to the Kings.
Nurkic went and got traded to the Pelicans, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. Some smaller ones. Marcus Smart trade, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a crazy trade deadline. I'll definitely probably remember that as the biggest one.
Yeah.
The only other trade deadline that might compete, I think Kyrie and Kevin Durant both got traded to the Suns, right?
That was pretty wild.
That was
a
pretty big one.
Yeah. The only one I can ever remember is the one where, I don't know if you remember when Enes Kanter started riling things up here in Utah and we traded him at the deadline and got Kendrick Perkins and a bunch of, anyways, I just remember that one. I don't remember if it was crazy other than that.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Enes Freedom, you mean, right?
Yes. Freedom. American citizen Enes Freedom. How's your fantasy team doing though? Has it been as crazy for you this week as
it's been NBA? Pretty crazy. Yeah. Like honestly, you'd think I'd lose this week because Giannis actually hasn't played at all.
Oh dang!
But my boy,
has he been injured or is he?
He's
just
been injured. Yeah, he's missed three games.
Jeez.
But Tyrese Maxey's averaging like 35 a game this week.
Dang.
Anthony Edwards had a 50-point game, so they're definitely helping me out.
Yeah.
Michael Porter Jr. had like 2 35-point games.
Yeah.
So like they're carrying me. I also picked up because of the injuries, I picked up Keontae. So I'm hoping he does well tomorrow.
Yeah.
After picking him up. And then I also picked up Malik Beasley, former Jazz player.
Let's go.
He's been playing really well.
Let's go.
So it's been a good week. I'm actually up 6-3 right now on the top guy.
Nice.
So
let's go.
We always love getting the top guy to lose some games.
Yeah, I'm playing so right now the standings, you're third and fourth. I'm playing the second guy this week.
And you're winning too, right?
Yeah, 7-2. I picked up John Collins this week. I don't know how he was available, but I'll take him. Then I also picked up Jared Vanderbilt. It's a little bit of a gamble. I know
he can get you blocks and steals.
Yeah, he's also coming back from long injury. Hit 14 rebounds the other night, stealing a block.
Yeah.
So helps me in some niche categories, I guess. But
hey, I just dropped Klay Thompson, so he's out there if you want to go pick him up.
Yeah, he's
been
balling. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. But hopefully we beat him because I think if we both win this week, the standings kind of squeeze together.
Yeah.
It's kind of anybody's game.
Yeah.
The closer we can get.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So the Utah Hockey Club. I don't know if you saw Dylan Gunther, two games in a row, he does overtime go-ahead goals.
Let's go. That kind of reminds me of the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
When he's balling.
Comes back from injury and just like starts winning this games. I think I looked, as of right now, we're 4 points out of the playoffs.
That's not bad.
So that's pretty wild.
I actually went to a hockey game. I might have talked about it last week.
Oh, I saw that on
name.
Your story, yeah.
But
how was it?
I mean, we lost in overtime to the Blue Jackets, but it made me feel a lot better that we beat the Blue Jackets in their place in overtime.
That's fair, yeah.
So, eat that.
Yeah, hockey Jackets. Games are so fun, dude.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty hype.
But I think we might be on a win streak.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like the biggest win streak we've had this year is 4 games.
Mm.
So we're currently 2 in a row. So hopefully we can,
yeah,
maybe we can get to 4 again.
Yeah. And we're in the win column, 23-22-9, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
I will take that. BYU basketball, not in the win. I mean, I guess we are, but unfortunate loss to Arizona. We had,
yeah,
I think we were in 4 or 5 Big 12 games straight winning. I do think we're like,
I think it was 4.
Looking better. Yeah.
Yeah. They, I don't know about you, that Arizona team, they're really good.
Yeah.
Like they, I don't know if you remember the guy they picked up from Oakland was a beast in the tournament last year.
Mm.
Trey Townsend,
yeah.
Like that guy's, he's a baller. He wasn't even their best player when we played him. They got Caleb Love, who's killer, tough to guard.
I feel like every time we'd come down and hit a big shot, Caleb Love would just go match it. He's insane. Mm-hmm. But I think he's played in college basketball for like 7 years, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, he's not older than Trevin Nell, so.
Yeah, that's true. But kind of crazy. We hung with them, though. I honestly feel like that was a...
Until like that last 5 minutes, we were there.
If you can take a moral victory, you'll take it against Arizona, who's probably... I mean, they're top 25, obviously, so.
Yeah, I mean, they also had that center, Owaka. Apparently, he's number one in the nation for offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
And you could tell he got them all. He got poked in the eye for part of the game, so we got a break.
I saw that, yeah.
And Kibakeda is like top 5 in offensive rebounding too, so they're both battling down there. That was pretty exciting to watch.
I think as of right now, I think we're kind of on the bubble to get into the tournament. It seems like all the bracket predictions I've seen right now have us in one of those play-in games. Those four,
like final, last four in.
That's last four in. So, I don't know. I think we're going to have to win a couple big games. I think we still play Kansas this year. I think we do.
Yeah, we play Kansas on the 18th.
Yeah, Kansas State next week is going to be a tough one. Yeah,
we play West Virginia and Cincinnati on the road our next 2 games.
I think we
and we play Arizona again on the road, and Arizona State on the road.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
So, we'll see how it all goes. We got a lot of games left, though. It's plenty of time.
Yeah, we do.
And then Super Bowl this week. I don't know. We both wanted the other teams to make it, but we still got the Super Bowl. Who do you think's going to win it?
It's hard to pick against the Chiefs. I'm going to say the Eagles, though. That's who I'm going to be rooting for. Saquon's playing out of his mind right now.
He's amazing.
So it is hard to pick against the Chiefs. So.
I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs.
Fair. I could respect.
I think they're going to win. I think they're just too good. They know how to handle situational football just so well that when it comes down to the wire, I trust them to figure out a way to win.
Yeah. We talked about, I feel like it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago, we talked about Patrick Mahomes and what, like, you know, what this means for his legacy if he three-peats. But, like, I think we need to also be asking about, like, what Andy Reid, what in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's putting himself up there with, like, the greatest of all time. Like, this is
insane. Him and Bill Belichick, we should be talking about that.
It's insane, dude. I mean, this will be his... What is here? He has one with the Eagles too, right?
I don't know if he won it. Maybe.
Thought he did.
If McNabb won it or something like that, I don't know.
I think that might have been Andy Reid, but I mean,
how many Super Bowls he has with the Chiefs? I think they've won 3, if I'm not mistaken, 2 in a row, and then the one before.
Yeah.
So like, absolute consistency from Andy Reid, and
he
had a lot of wins on the Eagles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you're totally right. He's got to be up there.
He's putting himself in that conversation.
Did he, I don't know if you looked it up. Did he?
He has 3. I guess he didn't win. I guess he went to the, in 2005, he went to the Super Bowl and lost for some reason. I thought he won.
That's still impressive, too. I think 3, you got to count the appearances. Yeah.
Yeah, he has 3, so that's pretty crazy. Well, I guess he has one as an assistant coach, if that counts. Not really, but.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Anyways, well, thank you so much for joining us on our episode this week. Obviously, we had a lot to update you about, and we appreciate you listening, and just we enjoy being able to come together and talk about this, especially when there's a lot going on. Don't forget to check out our last episodes. We've talked a lot about NBA All-Star. We've talked about some other Jazz trades that have happened that haven't happened this week, and so you can find us all Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you find your podcast. You can find us there, and take care.